Welcome to the Unexplained With You World.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Unexplained With You World. I'm your host, Yuman, and along with me are my podcast pals. We got Waltman.
Hello, everyone.
Wow.
I feel like singing today.
You know what? That's an amazing intro. And we got Elle.
Hello, beautiful people in podcast land.
So today we are following up because we just wrapped up The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which covered a lot of UFO phenomena and bizarre activities. And we got our first guest. She's here to share her extraterrestrial or alien story. Let's give it up for Naomi. Naomi, it's your show.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm honored to be here with you. So we're going to talk about my extraterrestrial alien story. Super exciting. Let me just set the stage for you guys. It was 2007, and I was living in Wyoming with an ex, a story for another podcast. We were driving home from Casper, Wyoming, after visiting family. It was late at night, back to the city we lived in, Pinedale, Wyoming. It's a little itty-bitty, absolutely beautiful place, about an hour from Jackson, Wyoming. I took Elle there in 2017, and I think she would agree, go visit Jackson and Yellowstone National Park. You will not regret it.
It was amazing. I loved it. So beautiful there.
Gorgeous.
So much nature.
Yeah. Yes, it was beautiful. So I remember I wasn't driving because it was winter and there was snow on the ground. I didn't drive in the snow at that time. Anxiety, for real. We had taken more of the back roads for this late night trip because if you've ever visited Wyoming, it all feels like back roads. I don't recall exactly where we were. Mind you, this road trip from Casper to Pinedale is about 270 miles, and it's a four-hour drive. I do know we were in the middle of nowhere. No town, no houses, no gas stations, no lights. Just snowy, rolling hills and lots of sagebrush and the night sky with stars galore. My ex, who promised they weren't too tired to drive, became too tired to drive. And as I mentioned before, at that time, I refused to drive Wyoming winter roads, especially at night with all the wildlife running out in the road. It's spooky, guys. You're driving along, minding your own business, and bam, a deer runs out right in front of your car, and you're royally screwed. You could legit die. And that poor deer 100% becomes roadkill. It's so sad.
That is sad.
So we stop off the side of the highway in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. It's cold, like 30 degrees. We leave the car running and my partner quickly falls asleep. I am not a car sleeper to start with, but for whatever reason, I was most definitely not sleeping that night. It's dark, but if you've been in a place with snow on the ground at night, there's almost this reflection of light from the moon that bounces off the snow. It's really beautiful. So I can see all around my car and into the hills, but watching the hills at night is just a little too creepy for me. So I don't know if an animal's going to pop out or what. So I'm leaning near my front passenger window with my seat reclined back and I'm gazing up at the night sky. The stars are shining bright. It's a clear night, no clouds in sight. I've always loved looking at the stars in the night sky ever since I was a little girl. I'm watching the stars twinkle like they do, but something in the sky catches my eye. At first, I'm thinking I must have been staring at the stars for too long because they appear to be moving. When I say moving, I don't mean that dancing, twinkling movement they seem to do. I'm watching and I literally can't believe my eyes. The stars, two of them, are moving too much and covering way too much space to just be twinkling and or reflecting light like they do. So these stars, the two of them, are legit moving up and down and super freaking fast, considering the amount of space that they're covering in the night sky. They're zooming and zipping about. And when I tell you they were stars way out in the night sky, I mean way up and out there. It wasn't like when you see an airplane in the distance quickly approaching. These moving stars were so far in the night sky. At this point, I'm trying to make sense of this star movement and make sure I'm not imagining it or going batshit crazy. I'm thinking, how the fuck are these two stars so far away, moving up and down and side to side, covering so much space? Like, stars don't move like that. I mean, this happens in like a minute or two's time. It's fast, but I'm trying to process and it hits me. Alien spaceships. That's what I'm watching. In the middle of fucking nowhere, Wyoming, I'm legit watching alien spacecraft UF motherfucking O's move from planet to planet, star to star. What the actual fuck? I become instantly afraid, but also mesmerized at the same time. And I'm like, oh my God, I need a witness. So I whack the loser sitting next to me and I yell for them, wake up. I'm watching aliens move in the night sky. They lean forward and look out the car windshield at the sky in the general direction where I'm pointing. All of a sudden, they jolt forward and grab the steering wheel. And I'm like, you see it, right? I'm not crazy. Next thing I hear is, what the fuck? Holy fucking shit. I'm not crazy. They saw it too. Then the panic sets in. My mind starts racing. Like, how? Who? What? Why? The technology to be able to fly that fast? Aliens. What? Like, I'm watching aliens? My ex starts sounding off. I'm shook, like in utter disbelief. All of a sudden, the UFOs stop moving. It's like they disappear. We both look at each other, eyes big, still in shock, still processing. And we're questioning, where'd they go? I'm legit thinking, did they realize that we saw them? Like, how? What the hell? We get quiet, just shook to our cores, or at least that's what it felt like. And then, bam, something hits the back of my car. We hear it. We feel it. The car shakes from this big bang. My ex screams out like a little bitch, and I'm speechless, frozen in fear. I'm like, this is the moment I die. I slowly adjust my gaze to the passenger side mirror, and I swear to God on my soul. I see a tall, thin, lengthy, shadowy figure, human-like in shape, but way too tall and skinny to be human. And I instantly convince myself that it's just my imagination. I didn't scream. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. And the figure vanished just as quickly as it had appeared. My ex yells out, a deer must have run into the back of the car. But we both knew. I knew that I had watched alien spaceships moving in the night sky, and somehow with their alien technology, they knew we saw them and came down to intimidate us or scare the shit out of us. Maybe so we wouldn't talk. I don't know. It was crazy. It was all so crazy, and it happened so fast. I tried to convince myself for the longest time that I'd imagined it, that it was a deer, that I didn't see an alien, but I know what I saw, and it was real. I later realized that the alien figure I saw in the sidecar mirror very closely resembled the alien from the movie Signs with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix. Do you guys remember that part of the movie where the kids are watching out the window and you see the alien?
Yeah, I think I remember the scene. It's been a while, but it was kind of creepy. Like, it's like a praying mantis kind of looking alien.
I don't remember that scene, Naomi, but I do remember the alien, and he or she was very thin.
I'll set the scene for you. It's in the movie, and Joaquin Phoenix is in the closet, and he's watching the news, and they're like, hey, we've caught something that you want to see. And so, you know, Joaquin Phoenix gets really close to the TV screen, and then it shifts and shows the view of this camera person at this children's party. And they're outside and it's set, but everybody's kind of inside and they're watching and looking. And you see the kids run from where the patio area was in the house to another window. And the camera kind of comes over and looks, and you see this alley. And there's nothing really happening. And then all of a sudden, this tall green alien shaped figure walks into the scene, and it really jolts you. You're not expecting it. That's kind of what the alien resembled that I saw, but it wasn't green. It was more shadowy, but not green in color, if that makes sense.
Okay, Naomi, I watched The X-Files a lot. It's like my favorite show of the 90s. And I do have a question. So when you had that close encounter with the UFO or alien, did the time stop? Because like I watch a lot of X-Files, like I said, and every time there's like a close encounter with a UFO, the time stopped. Like,
yeah. So to be honest, like, it's not like time froze, but I felt frozen, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like if you've ever experienced trauma, which is kind of, you know, you just feel frozen in that moment and feel like you can't speak or you can't move or you're not reacting maybe in the way that you normally would. Like, I'm normally a pretty dramatic person and kind of over the top, if you couldn't already tell. And so I was very quiet and not as reactive as I think I normally would be in that moment. I was kind of frozen. Like, I didn't know how to react and I didn't know what to do. And I was just in shock, I think, mostly, to be honest.
I have another question, Naomi, and I know this was 2007. I was just wondering, did you have a cell phone to record this encounter with the UFO?
In 2007, I think something to note is that Wyoming is about 20 years behind as far as like trends and technology and stuff. So I remember when I moved there, like my cell phone service did not work. And I had Verizon, mind you. So I remember calling Verizon all the time and being like, something's wrong with my service. And they're like, well, no, there's just not a lot of service there. I remember friends would even be like, hey, I text you, I called you. And I'd be like, I didn't get a text. I didn't get a call. It was super frustrating and really sad moving from California, you know, being with your friends and family and stuff. And then to this remote place in Pinedale, Wyoming, where my service was pretty much non-existent. So for that reason, I didn't use my phone a lot like you would think. And it was 2007. So it wasn't the same as it is now where we always have our phone. At least I didn't, where we always have our phones and ready. But I think because I was frozen and in that moment, I didn't even think to pull out my phone, honestly. Like, I didn't even have that thought didn't even cross my mind, if that makes sense. But thinking about it now, I totally wish that I would have. I wish that I would have recorded the stars moving like that or, you know, the alien spaceships, because that would have been a really cool thing to document. I actually shared my encounter with Elle. What did you think when I told you about this?
I remember you telling us this story. So there was a group of us, right?
We were outside at your campfire, weren't we?
We were having a bonfire.
At Elle's house.
That's right. And you told us this story. You told us the story. It was nighttime, and I remember being so freaked out. Like, I have chills right now. Yeah. Now that I remember. And I even started to have chills when you were describing the figure, because I remember you telling us this story. I also remember that for the longest time, I couldn't look up at the stars because I was so afraid that the stars would move like you described. I was too, I'm a big chicken shit anyway, but, and I love looking at the stars.
Right.
But for the longest time, I refused to kind of stare at them for too long.
I'm so sorry.
Thankfully, I never saw anything like you did. Thank you, Jesus. But yeah, your story stayed with me for a long time. And I'm so glad that you came to share it with us, because I knew, like, once we finished this, you know, the Skinwalker Ranch series, I was like, who has like a extraterrestrial UFO alien story? I was like, Naomi. I was like, I got it. I got the perfect person to come and share a story. So thank you.
Thank you for thinking of me. It's funny because when you asked me, I think I remember I was like, I don't have any alien stories.
Yes. And I was like, I was so surprised when you said that. And I was like, I didn't want to influence you, because I didn't want to change your story, because I remember your story vividly.
Right.
But I didn't want to like influence you and like maybe change it. So I'm so glad that like once we started talking about it, you remembered it. And the way you told it right now is exactly how you told us back then.
Right.
So it's perfect.
Oh, good. I'm glad to know that. At least somebody in the world somewhere believes my crazy alien story.
Yeah, I believe you. 100%. I believe. I still believe to this day.
Thanks.
I believe what you saw.
I believe it too.
Yeah.
So right? I think it'd be pretty hard to convince me otherwise.
Yeah, I agree. I believe there's, other.
We are not the life. Only thing to exist in this whole entire universe. There's just no way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell Naomi, thank you very much for being our first official guest here on the Unexplained with You World.
Thank you again, guys, for having me. It was fun to be here. I really enjoyed it and super honored that you guys even thought to ask me. So, yeah, I love what you guys are doing and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay.
And I also want to thank you, Naomi, for being very supportive for the Unexplained with You World. You've been helping a lot behind the scenes, promoting us. Really, really appreciate it. So thank you again. And remember, your life starts and ends with you. I'm Yuman. Until next time, that's a wrap.